Everybody being here, I've never seen so many people in the city of Rialto so interested in their water tonight. It really makes me feel good. So as you know, we're here for a very important reason tonight, so hopefully this meeting will be very festive, and actually it should be pretty quick. The agenda is very light. I'd like to first of all welcome a couple of guests that are here, important guests. We have the mayor from the city of Rialto, Debbie Robertson, here. We also have the mayor of the city of Fontana, Aquanetta Warren, here too. And Joe Baca is here?
Yes.
Ah, Mr. Baca, how you doing? Good to see you. If I miss anybody, I apologize. I didn't get a complete list. I just want to say thank you for being here. Both the mayors are going to be handling the swearing-in tonight, which will be part of the process. Opening up, though, we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's going to be handled by Director Kyle Crowther. And we have a very special guest tonight who's going to be handling the invocation, and that will be Pastor Sam Casey. Hopefully I pronounced your name right, sir. And he is from the New Life Christian Church in the city of Fontana. So after the pledge, sir, if you could please approach the podium up here, and you could give the invocation after that if you would. Thank you very much. So for those of you who can stand, if you would stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pastor. Ricky, can you check, make sure the mic's on?
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much. Let us bow our heads for a moment. Father, we thank you and we honor you for this day and this time. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We certainly need you in these times. And on tonight, God, we ask that you would anoint and bless this time and prepare Channing Hawkins and this entire board, God, to move forward in grace and wisdom, equity and justice. But even on tonight, God, as you anoint another servant to serve in this capacity, Channing Hawkins, I'm reminded of what you said to King Solomon. He asked God, what could you do for him? And his response was that you would give me wisdom and understanding. I pray tonight, God, that same anointing on Channing, that you would give him courage. Most importantly, God, that you would give him wisdom and understanding to know how to move and operate as he walk in and out of these rooms. Let your hand of favor continue to be on him and his family. We honor you, God, for this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Okay, I'm going to officially call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, roll call, please, if you would.
Director-elect Channing Hawkins. Present. Director Greg Young.
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Present.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor.
Here. Thank you, Crystal. All right, we're going to start the administer of the oath of office. And we're going to start off with Kyle Crowther first, and the mayor of Fontana, Aquanetta Warren, will be administering the oath.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to all the victorious people that are sitting up there, and also congratulate this great board. And how honored I am to have been asked to administrate this oath to my dear friend, Kyle. And how blessed we in Fontana and this region are to have the opportunity to practice democracy. And that we pray that there's a team effort and that everyone works closely together. And that's what we're here to do, is to help you to be that team.
Oh. Let his wife join him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Will you join us? Okay. do this, you think I know this, but I want you to raise your, there you go, you got it. Now, one of the things that happens in Fontana, if we make an error, people point that out to us right away. Is everybody good with this? I'm going to say aye. I want you to say aye. And then we'll have to make sure.
I, Kyle Crowther.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
Faithfully.
Discharge.
Discharge.
The duties.
The duties.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
And I have to take the liberty and say, so help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Anybody else?
Congratulations, Kyle, and thank you, Mayor. All right, the second person to be sworn in on the agenda is Channing Hawkins. Mr. Hawkins, if you would step up. And Mayor Debbie Robertson is going to swear him in from the City of Rialto.
The Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully.
And faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
I'd like to say thank you to the mayor of the city of Rialto, Debbie Robertson, and Joe Baca Jr., council member, for handling the swearing in. And congratulations to now Director Channing Hawkins. Congratulations. All right, moving right along, we're going to go in with the third and final swearing in of Director Greg Young. And that will be conducted by the mayor of Fontana, Aquanetta Warren.
Why don't Greg's parents come up and participate with him?
Can we get the grandparents too?
Well, we can get the grandparents too.
Bring your whole family up.
Grandma can't get up.
You know, many people don't know when I first moved to the IE, Greg was one of the first persons I had the honor of meeting. And I'm so proud of you, Greg.
Of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties upon.
The duties upon.
Which I'm about to enter.
Which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Greg. I think we're missing a board member. I want to thank the mayor of Rialto, Debbie. Thank you for doing this. Thank you, Aquanetta. Thank you for doing the swearing in. We appreciate it. And congratulations, Director Greg Young.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move to the next item that's on the agenda, the board reorganization. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this because I think it's important. You know, the mayors, both of them spoke tonight about the water district working together and to get things done for the community and the people that we serve. And I think that's important. And because of that, tonight, I see a unique opportunity that I think could go a long way to doing a lot of good for the community and the board itself. So with that, I'm going to make the motion to nominate a new president. I'm going to nominate Mr. Channing Hawkins as president of the board. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
I have a second. I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Channing Hawkins?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Emphatically, yes. Congratulations, Mr. President. I think you're in the wrong seat.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a second motion, too, if I can, please. I'd like to make the motion that Kyle Crowther remain vice president for the remainder of his term. I'd like a second on that, please.
I'd second.
You're the president. Call for the vote.
Madam Secretary, call for the vote.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Abstain.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
No.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Absolutely, yes.
Therefore, the motion has passed, and Director Kyle Crowther will continue as Vice President of the West Valley Water District. Congratulations. Yes. All right. So here we go. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I second the motion.
Madam Secretary, the motion has been moved and properly seconded. Can you take the vote?
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will move on to public participation. I wanted to know if the, move on to public participation. Is there any person wishing to speak to the board of directors on the matters listed or not listed on the agenda within this jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to the noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of this item. Public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they will be removed. Do we have any public comments? Madam Secretary, do we have any public comment cards?
I did not receive any public comment cards.
Okay. Well, Dr. Judy, over here to the right. June Hayes.
You'll get to know her.
Yes.
Hi, June.
I did not fill out a speaker card. Shame on me. June Hayes, San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. I just wanted to congratulate the new board members and the new officers, and again remind you that Valley District is here to support you in any way that we can, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, Dr. Hayes. Being that there is no other public comment, we will move on to comments by the board members.
I'll make it quick. I just want to say that I really, really appreciate to see everybody coming here tonight. It's very important when family and friends turn out, especially for an event like this when you get sworn in, or in some cases when you get re-sworn in. It's very nice to see the support and the support of the community as well. And some faces that I see here usually for all the meetings too. It's great to see you here too. I just like to say that as formerly as the board president, it's an eye-opening experience. I don't know whether to congratulate Mr. Channing or to say I'm going to pray for him. The board president, as all former presidents probably know, you represent the you're the representative of the district pretty much in the public and the media's eye. So you take a lot of good, but you take a lot of bad with it too, and that's just the way it is. But I think that this is a positive move in a right direction. Like I said, as the mayors had pointed out, we're looking for a new day. And with this election that has just happened, we've got a new board member who is a new board member. And I think that brings in a new ray of sunshine to the district itself, and hopefully a new direction and a positive direction for the board. I've had conversations with Mr. Hawkins. I find him to be a very, very bright, gifted person who has a level of maturity not often seen in people his age. So I'm looking forward to his leadership, and I'm looking forward to working very closely with him. I know just by the nature of his personality that I've had the privilege of meeting with, that I truly believe that he's going to do a very, very good job for the district, for the community, and for the employees that work here at the district itself. So with this said, I'd like to say congratulations to all three of the elected officials, and a special congratulations to our new board president, Mr. Hawkins. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for those kind words about all of us that have been reelected and recently reelected. I just want to start off by thanking everybody for coming out this evening, the community, both mayors, City Councilman Joe Baca for coming out. Thank you to everybody, all my ratepayers and voters that supported me through this reelection, as Dr. Taylor talked about. Appreciate the opportunity to represent the district again. But most importantly, I want to thank my wife, Amanda. You guys saw her this evening, for being there by my side all the time. My wife, my family couldn't do it without them. Thank you, babe. As well as, like Dr. Taylor said, we're looking forward to moving along with the West Valley Water District. Welcome President Channing Hawkins to the board. Like Dr. Taylor said, I don't know whether to pray for you or congratulate you, but we'll see how it goes. So thank you guys all for your time. Thank you for coming out. Congratulations again, Director Young, as well.
Thank you. I'll keep mine fairly brief. I just want to thank my family for being here. They've been my tried and truest of supporters, even in very harsh campaign conditions. But also I want to thank the voters for their continued trust in me to serve in my capacity here. that pretty much sums it up. I'm glad everybody came out. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season. And I do want to just, if I could, Mr. President, speak on a very personal matter that got some very terrible news last night that a former teacher and coach of mine from Bloomington Christian, Coach Harold Strauss, passed away last night. Some of you might know him in Colton. He was the coach of Colton High for a very long time and also was my coach at Bloomington Christian School when I played football, oh God, a very long time ago now. But it was really sad to hear of his passing. So if it's okay, Mr. President, I would like to adjourn this meeting in his honor. He served the Bloomington area and the Colton community for a very long time and touched the lives of a great many people, and his loss will be tremendous. So, thank you.
Absolutely. Unless there's any objections, absolutely we will adjourn the meeting in Mr. Sturker's honor.
Harold Strauss.
Mr. Strauss's honor.
Yes, thank you.
Director Young?
Mr. President, members of the board, we went through in November a very spirited election. I think that in the election we have a new board, that now it's time for us to govern. The ratepayers expect things from us, and we should live up to those expectations, and I welcome our new president of the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Young. I would like to take a few moments to make a brief statement regarding this moment right now. And so, first, I want to say, first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving me the strength and the opportunity to be a servant for our water district, our community, and the residents. I'd also like to thank my wife and family for their steadfast patience and sacrifice. Without them and their support, I would not be here today. So thank you, Daphne and CJ and Mikey. I'd like to thank the West Valley residents and ratepayers. As a new board of director, it is my desire to serve with humility and dedication. It is also my desire to work every day to provide you with the resources you deserve. This moment, this organization truly belongs to each of you, and I will not forget this. Last but not least, I would like to thank my colleagues for their service and for putting their faith in me. We have a long journey ahead to regaining the public trust, and I need each of you to be successful. I want to acknowledge Dr. Michael Taylor for his contribution and making the motion this evening. I really respect and honor his service. I'd like to thank Kyle Crother for serving on the board as well and honor his service. I'd like to thank Dr. Clifford Young for his service to the West Valley Water District and to a number of government leaders throughout our region for his time in service. And I'd like to thank Greg Young for his service to our water district as well. I had a decision to make a speech. I had the decision to make when I wrote this. I could ignore that there have been struggles and problems in the past, or talk about them tonight and face it head on. I don't think talking about issues makes us weak. I think they make us stronger. We know what issues are, and we know what we need to do. Now, we just have to do it. Our journey will not and cannot be traveled alone. It will require community partnerships and cooperation. I'm honored that so many of our partners are here in this room. I'd like to thank Mayor Deborah Robertson and Mayor Aquanetta Warren. Thank you for your leadership, not only for the West Valley Water District, for our region. We need your support. I like to think of all of us as the separate digits of the hand, that we're all different, that we have a different function and a different name, but when we come together with effort and focus and concentration, that we will get the job done of getting this right for the ratepayers. For the next year, I want to be a vital asset to the board of directors and this community by working to help us concentrate and coordinate on turning point for our water district. The first thing I'd like to do is make sure that we are more transparent. We've entered a modern age where people have access to information at their fingertips by the touch of a computer screen, tablet, or phone, and we as a water district need to be just as accessible. We need to be able to be in your inbox so you can know what's going on with the agenda and the meetings. Our second principle is accountability. Accountability is important in evaluating our effectiveness and ensuring that we are performing well. Let's build a reputation about accountability and changes in the policies and the enforcement of those policies at the West Valley Water District. Finally, investing in our infrastructure. Now, far too long, we haven't paid attention to our infrastructure. We have a job to do in fixing those wells. We have a job to do with Riverside Avenue and those pipes below. I know that this organization and these leaders to the right and to the left of me, we will work together to make sure we get that done. I want you to know that you have entrusted us and we value your trust. We will be more transparent. We will be more accountable. We will provide the opportunities through investment in infrastructure. We can do this and we will do this. Thank you. Legal counsel.
Yes, Mr. President.
Do you have a report?
No report, Mr. President. Thank you.
Okay. Being there is no report, there's not one to move and second to accept. General Manager?
Yes, first of all, we have two announcements we want to make, but I want to congratulate every member of the board that was reelected and yourself for being elected. And with that, we'll ask Debbie to our HR manager to make the first announcement.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to President Hawkins, as well as our reelected board of directors, Crother and Young. And we just wanted to give you information as to our well-being committee of our employees. We have a it's an Angel Drive donation that was a employee-based committee, and we will be doing donations to our local schools, the two local schools that we're providing donations to is Bloomington and from Rialto. We are sponsoring 15 children, school-aged, and these are elementary school-aged children. We have a clothing drive that the employees have sponsored. And we will be providing clothes to needy families in our district. So that is part of something that we do as an annual basis. And just wanted to give the information and let the board know that this is something that, as part of the district of our employees that they are participating in, we want to thank our employees for doing that. And we also have some board members who also signed up to sponsor some of the elementary school-based children. And the final day to turn in the gifts are December 11th, and these are clothing items for needy children. So we'd like to just let you know that this is something that we do every year, and thank you again to the board members and to the employees who participated in this program.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. Do any of the board members want to make a comment regarding the report?
Okay, the second report or the second announcement is from Nassim Farouk, who is our Public Relations Manager.
Good evening, President, Vice President, members of the board, and also members of the public. It's a big night for us, isn't it? And tonight I have to share with you and everyone that West Valley Water District is doing its annual holiday toy drive. Throughout the district, you're going to be seeing some boxes that have been decorated. There's one here next to the tree. And last year, we partnered with an organization, a wonderful nonprofit named Children's Fund. Is anyone familiar with Children's Fund? They're a great organization, and they partner, they serve, their nonprofit that serves our most vulnerable children in our county. And last year, we partnered with them, and there were dozens and dozens and dozens of toys that were contributed to them so that children that are vulnerable throughout our county are taken care of, and especially here in our community. So this year, again, we decided to partner with them, and with the support of the board, we're going to go ahead and do an annual toy drive. The last day to collect toys, unwrap toys, is December 19th, the final day of the next board meeting, and we will have them here accepting those gifts on behalf of their organizations, and we'll look forward to definitely impacting families and children's lives right now through the holiday season. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, and congratulations to everyone.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Farouk.
That's it for our reports.
Okay. Do we have the Crystal? I know. Yeah, we don't really have to accept the announcements. No. Madam Secretary?
Just a few things I want to highlight to the public. I want to remind you that we will be closed December 23rd through January 1st in observance of the Christmas holiday. And also our next regular board meeting is scheduled for December 19th. We will have a open session at 6:30, closed session at 6 o'clock, along with several of our committees will be meeting next week. And also the Rialto Holiday Parade, Colton Holiday Parade, and Fontana. If you want to go out into the community and take your kids, they're also listed and can be also found on the website.
Okay. Thank you. any other comments or anything by the other members of the board? Okay, Matt.
Move for adjournment.
Second. All right, being that we're unanimous, we adjourn this meeting at, what time is it? 6:47.
I got plenty of individual photos.
I think they want to do something on the website.